We've been keeping you up to date on Sunday night's accident in which a self-driving Uber vehicle hit and killed a 49-year-old woman in Tempe. Tempe police are conducting an investigation. So is the National Transportation Safety Board and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. And in the meantime, at least one Arizona lawmaker is having second thoughts about allowing autonomous delivery devices onto sidewalks. Representative Kelly Townsend says her bill likely needs a closer look after the fatal crash.
I want them to also have to abide by our laws so that they're not just running amok. I don't want my name attached to a fatality or an injury. So I want to make sure what we're doing going forward is safe.
Lawmakers and regulators are grappling with self-driving technology in real time. The cars you see on the road with the big cameras on top are in a testing phase, and an accident like the one on Sunday brings up questions about who is responsible when the car involved was driving itself. I brought some of these questions to Andrew Hawkins, who covers transportation for The Verge. Now, the Tempe police chief told media outlets Tuesday that the accident in Tempe was likely unavoidable, but it still raises broader questions about liability and regulation surrounding self-driving cars. So when I spoke with Hawkins about this via Skype, we started there. What rules are there currently around who is responsible in accidents involving these self-driving vehicles?
So it varies from state to state. Arizona has one of the more permissive regulatory statutes on the books. But there is obviously some issues of liability. And I believe that if the vehicle operator is found to be negligent in an accident or a fatal accident, that could really be a problem for a company like Uber. I mean, it depends on how the investigation pans out, obviously.
Yeah.
A lot of that's going to ride on what the county attorney in Maricopa County determines if he wants to bring charges against anyone. But if there was negligence determined, that could fall on Uber, and Uber could find itself subject to criminal charges.
Yeah. So this was the first fatality, I understand, with a self-driving car. But there have been other accidents involving these. So how have those played out? Like, who has taken responsibility? Who's liable?
Yeah. So in a state like California, they require that the companies that are operating these vehicles submit accident reports to the state, and the state then publishes them for the public to see on the DMV's website. And so we have a pretty good record dating back several years of these accidents involving these cars. And for the most part, they've been fender benders, pretty minor bang-ups. The vast majority of them have been determined to be caused by human error.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that said, there have been some cases where the self-driving car was determined to be at fault. There was a case a couple years ago with a Google self-driving car that ran into a bus at a very low speed. No injuries reported, but the Google car was determined to be at fault. And Google did go back and sort of run the data and determine that their sensors really did not operate accordingly as they were supposed to.
So I guess that's the main question, though, right? Like, so these cars are designed to follow all the rules of the road. And we talked to an expert yesterday who does research in this realm and said when a self-driving car sees something like a pedestrian in the road, it won't do one thing that a regular person driving a car would, which is to swerve into the oncoming traffic, to break the rules of the road to get around it. Is that the kind of thing that you're going to see pop up when these issues inevitably arise?
I think it's very likely. I've ridden in a number of self-driving cars, and I can tell you from my own personal experience that the vehicle will sit and will wait for whatever sort of situation to play out that's in front of it before progressing down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And that can take a long time. Like I said, these cars are programmed to follow the rules of the road. They are abundantly cautious in how they approach their environment. So they're not really designed to do what a human would do, which is sort of think creatively around these things. Now, that said, companies like Waymo and Uber and GM and others are trying to sort of build that kind of variability into the programming, into the coding that goes into these vehicles. They want them to respond more organically, more like humans do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where you can run into a lot of problems, because as we see, humans can be really terrible drivers. I think that that's going to be something to really look at with this case, because the car was going a few miles over the speed limit. The speed limit was 35 miles per hour. The car was going around 38 miles per hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the question is, why was it breaking the speed limit.
Yeah, yeah. So looking forward, the regulatory piece of this seems to be so reactionary. Like when something happens, then we'll make laws to adapt to it. Where do you see those laws going if cases like this continue to happen?
So I think that that's a really great question, because right now you have a pretty fierce debate that's going on the national level. There's a bill that's currently pending in the U.S. Senate that would really kind of open the gateway for thousands of self-driving cars to hit the road and for them to start getting put on the market for sale to consumers. Mm-hmm. And you have a number of Democrats in the Senate who have put a hold on this legislation. They still have a lot of concerns, they say, about issues around cybersecurity, sort of remote operation, and then liability issues like we were originally talking about, because a lot of these companies, these technology suppliers and the manufacturers, put into their clauses that they have these indemnification agreements that really sort of are supposed to shield themselves from any sort of legal liabilities or legal challenges. Mm-hmm. So it's a concern. I think a lot of lawmakers want to make sure that regular people, whether they're passengers in these vehicles or they're sort of people that are out walking around, are protected, and that their data is protected, their privacy is protected, and that their rights are protected as well, because this is uncharted territory. You're talking about sort of upending decades worth of sort of legal cases that we have with regard to vehicular activity with accidents and crashes and fatalities. This is new territory. And I think that there's still a lot of debate and a lot of discussion that needs to happen before we start to see sort of mass deployment and mass adoption of these vehicles.